This episode of A Week Late was brought to you by Rookies Sports Bar and Grill.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious...
It just sounds better.
All right, I'm not going to start this again. Welcome, everybody, to the world-renowned A Week Late podcast.
World-famous.
World-famous, world-renowned. My name is Darren Torres, a.k.a. Analysis49. For the new listeners, this is a podcast that doesn't really give... many F's, as the internet is saying right now. I don't know why I'm censoring myself. For the new listeners, it's basically a movie review show where we review movies fashionably late so that we don't aim to spoil anything. But there is a method to the madness. We record this in two parts, the first part being the part where we don't really know anything about the movie going into it. However, this episode is a little bit different. We're doing things a little bit different this time. With me today is a second go-round. Why don't you introduce yourself, my friend?
This is Ryan again. I was on for Transformers Dark of the Moon.
Right on.
And we had a blast, and I'm back.
It's actually quite a popular episode.
I'm making my triumphant return.
Your triumphant return. Dude, that episode was I said an hour 40 before.
Yeah.
The Transformers episode is 2 hours and 9 minutes.
Well, buckle up, everybody. This one's 3 hours.
This isn't the Joe Rogan podcast, but we do aim to keep it kind of... I mean, look, the past couple of episodes have been hour and a half, 2 hours.
We killed it.
Killed it.
We had a lot to say.
Your episode has 25 listeners. I'd like to thank the new subscribers that you got listening. If you're listening to this in your headphones in a cubicle, it's kind of full circle for me. This podcast basically started when we were just talking about me quitting my full-time job, how it was getting in the way of what really made me happy. I was making some decent money, but miserable. So right. I said, fuck that. And started doing my own thing. So I'm broke and lazy, but happier.
Well, my motto has always been rich and miserable, and poor and happy. Homeless and happy.
Homeless and happy. I aim to try to not be homeless, but at least happy. I hope it never gets to that. But welcome to the new listeners. The reason I say it's going to be different this time is because... the podcast is basically done in two parts. The second part being the part that has all the spoilers in it, being the part where we tell you what we thought after going into it blind. But at this point, we've both already seen the movie that we're doing for this episode, which is Guardians of the Galaxy. It's been out for probably about 3 weeks now, so technically this is like 3 weeks late. But you get the idea of the show.
The name's already copyrighted.
Yes, it is. Right, I can't change it every time. Like, I actually did Tron, like the original Tron,
right,
for like a retro episode, and so that would have been like 24 years late.
Right.
But I can't change it every time, people. So, that being said, I'm still going to try to stick to the format of doing this in two separate portions. It's going to be kind of tricky because I know a lot about the movie going into it. I think the only time I've ever done this before was for Chronicle. Did you watch that movie?
Yeah, I did.
I loved it. Did you like it? It's actually a pretty decent episode. I did it with my brother, I believe. I had watched the movie by accident with him, and then I watched it a second time and did a podcast on it.
Right.
It's the only movie I've ever reviewed where I've seen it twice and then did the show around it. But
I thought it was a pretty good movie, except I would kind of give that, not to get into ratings or anything, I think it would probably get about 6 or 7. It's kind of a tired idea, although kind of executed well.
It was executed well.
But it was a, you know, American Akira, if I
That's, you know, it's so crazy that you mentioned that. I was just about to say, you took the words right out of my mouth. In the podcast, the director of that movie is actually petitioning to direct an Akira movie. So that was his, like, demo reel. Look what I can do.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's perfect. You're right. That's exactly what I was going
to
say.
Well, then my question is, why the hell would he make that movie if he wanted to make Akira?
Because they can, he's actually put it to...
He just made Akira Jr. Why is he going to make...
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can tell the heavy influence from Akira, the wardrobe, the technology,
right.
The transformation, the whole anger thing.
It's like that dude who directed Elysium. Blomkamp or whatever his name is. He kind of wanted to do a Halo movie. But he kind of did Halo Jr. in Elysium.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm glad, because I rather enjoyed Elysium. I don't think I would go see a Halo movie. There's like three or four out already.
And I don't think anybody else would go see a Halo movie.
Well, there's a lot of people that would.
But, yeah, but...
It wouldn't... I don't know.
You cross the $100 million mark? No, absolutely not.
Yeah. I don't know, man. We'll see how that happens. Anyway, this show, for the new listeners...
Hold on, so... If I wanted to make a Scooby-Doo movie, I'm just going to, real quick, to get my resume out there, I'm going to make an underdog movie.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not wrong.
I'm not crazy, right?
Why wouldn't you do that? That'd be perfect. You exactly explained how Hollywood works, so there you go. But for the returning listeners, welcome back. You guys are familiar to how this works. We're switching it up a little bit, because I promised you for this... quote-unquote season of this podcast that I would stop doing shows by myself because I'm fucking boring. And I don't like listening to me for more than 5 minutes. I don't understand why we actually have as many listeners as we do.
In your defense, you're
defending me for me. Awesome.
Most podcasts that are one person, they suck.
I have to disagree with that. It's the person that you're listening
to. Well, I love Norm MacDonald. And I love Bill Burr. Both of them have solo podcasts.
Bill Burr is the best. So
both of them have solo podcasts that are unlistenable.
Really? I was going to agree with you, because I thought you were going to say they pull it off well. Norm MacDonald, I can understand how that is not a good podcast by himself.
No, wait. I'm not saying Norm MacDonald. I meant, what's the guy from Half-Baked? The weird guy.
Jim Brewer?
No.
The stoner? Like, he looks stoned all the time?
No, the guy who was the kindergarten teacher.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Should I look it up? I mean...
Yes, because it's gonna bother me.
I have the computer here. Normally, this preparation doesn't go well with this show, but since I have the opportunity... I mean, I have done...
Harlan Williams,
good job.
I wasn't saying Norm MacDonald. I meant him. Because his podcast is unlistenable.
I would imagine so.
Okay.
I can barely stand his stand-up.
Right.
And he also did an entire stand-up sitting down, which was atrocious.
That's ironic.
Bill Burr, though, I can listen. I do, as a matter of fact, listen to his podcast all the time. I've met him in person. I'm a big fan of his. I love listening to his show. It's just...
I've listened to him a couple times. I would say he is more listenable than a lot of them. Mm-hmm. But still, on a regular basis, I could not listen to it.
What about Joe Rogan? He always has guests, but he's a solo podcast. He just rants for 4 hours.
Everyone I listen to him is a guest.
Todd Glass has a bit, though.
And Joe Rogan's stoned out of his fucking mind
that's not too far from this show for me either.
Oh, come on.
As the old listeners know, I don't think I've ever done a podcast sober. And you can translate... what do they say? That's left up to the imagination as to what that means.
Yeah.
I'm never outing myself or doing anything illegal. I'm not like doing coke while doing the show. I don't mean that. Don't let your imagination go there.
I took a couple of Tylenol cold and sinus.
Oh, there he goes. You're a little loopy.
Before this.
Nice.
You heard me sneezing.
Yeah. Living on the edge, bro.
Yeah.
Living on the edge.
So I got flowing through me right now.
It's coursing through your veins. Good stuff. So I guess per the structure of this show, let's get into Guardians of the Galaxy. This movie is rated PG-13. I saw it in 3D. You didn't see it in 3D.
No.
I don't think you're missing much. I have to tell a story.
3D is dying anyway.
I don't think so. I disagree. Mm. And I'll tell you why. I have to tell you a story about why 3D isn't dying. But first, let me get through the introduction of the effing movie. It was released on the 1st of August in the U.S. It's PG-13. It's 2 hours long. It's an action, adventure, sci-fi. I also want to throw comedy in there. This is a fucking funny movie. I laughed multiple times. It's not a spoiler, but
I cried.
Did you cry?
No.
Oh, I was gonna be a man and admit to you that I cried during this movie, but just joking, I didn't. That was a joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're gonna say it's a joke. First of all, I've had kind of a rough week, rough month. Multiple deaths this month. I'm going to bring it totally around. This is a comedy podcast, after all. There's no reason to not bring up dying in the afterlife.
Get your tissues ready, folks.
I want to dedicate this episode to one of the people that actually I contribute. That's not the right word.
Tribute.
A tribute to saving my life when I was in darker days. Robin Williams, rest in peace. The Hollywood community, the
is that the death that you're talking about?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's just starting the bad news of other deaths. I had a recent friend of mine also pass away from cancer that I just learned about last night. I thought he was still in the struggle. Haven't heard from him in 2 months, and now I know why. So that's a bummer. But all these deaths, like, I didn't want to do a show today. You called me earlier, and I was just like, I'm not into it, you know what I mean? Like, I was trying to, like, figure out ways, and I was like, maybe what I do need is a pick-me-up. Maybe I should go to the movies. Maybe I should do the show again. It's what makes me feel good. It's what I love to do. That's what this podcast is basically revolved around. I was saying full circle because your new listeners, your friends at your job, should we shout them out? I mean, do they have names? Can we say?
They know who they are.
Mark, Mary, Sue, any of those.
Mark,
people.
Mary, and Sue, you know who you are.
Yeah, there you go. That's totally made up. I don't. There you go. Those are from now on, the people that work with you are Mark, Mary, and Sue.
Sure.
I don't know why. Anyway, that being said, I don't know, man. This movie is. I can't say what it is, actually, just yet. But what I say full circle is I started this podcast when I was working in a cubicle and my life was atrocious. I was dying inside every day and my creativity wasn't being used. I wasn't doing the things that made me happy. And this podcast largely started out with doing that, like the Nerdist podcast, three people doing a show, not one person, solo. Mm-hmm. Many inspirations made me jump to a conclusion. I'm in my mid-30s, and I'm like, now or never, which is also what I said in my mid-20s and my mid-10s, if that's a thing. I was just like, you gotta go for it, do it now.
I'm 11 years old, I gotta get my shit together.
Exactly, exactly.
These lawns aren't gonna mow themselves.
These windows aren't gonna Windex themselves. So yeah, that's basically a shout out to the people in cubicles listening to podcasts. I hope you guys are enjoying this, and I wanted to state publicly that I thank you for you putting in the effort to coming in, you know, doing this for me. The Guardians of the Galaxy is sort of a reminder of it really is a family movie in a sense. But before we get to that, I want to read the description. Light years from Earth, 26 years after being abducted, Peter Quill finds himself the prime target of a manhunt after discovering an orb wanted by Ronan the Accuser. Directed by James Gunn, do you know anything about? I think I asked you that already. I don't think you're familiar with the director, but you do. You used to play video games, which is how you got into art and design, right?
I've always been drawing, right? And the video games kind of came afterwards. Ronan the Accuser doesn't really sound like a tough name, though. Right?
I had thought about that in the movie. I'm like, really? Ronan the Accuser? It's R-O-N-A-N. I thought it would be Ronin, like the ninja. R-O-N-I-N.
Oh, okay.
Ronin is a... You know Ronin, right? The movie? Ronin?
With Robert De Niro?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But basically, they got the title... title from Imperial Ninjas that were called... They were like elite... ninjas, they were called samurais, my bad.
Right.
Elite samurais that were called the Ronin.
Right.
So I thought it would be spelled the same way, but it's not. But yeah, you're right, it's like, it's not Ronin the Destroyer.
Right.
It's like Ronan the Accuser, like Conan the Destroyer, the Barbarian was taken, and the trademarks was like, God damn it, now I've got to be Ronan the Accuser.
Ronan is the Thanos' right hand guy who just blames people for shit.
Yeah, that's kind of a spoiler, but it's going to be really hard talking about this, doing this podcast in a different format.
If you read anything about this movie, you know Thanos is in it a little bit.
I did not, actually. Oh. I had no idea. So, to me, yeah, but I don't watch trailers on purpose.
Right. Well, so, you didn't see him in the trailer.
Right.
Right.
Which is also why I want to get into that in the second part. The director, first of all, is James Gunn. Written by James Gunn, Nicole Perlman, and some other people. This movie stars Chris Pratt, who some people may know from things like, I think he was in Moneyball, is that right?
I don't know. I just know from Parks and Recreation.
He was in Parks and Recreation. He is in Parks and Recreation. Yeah. You watch that show?
No, I don't really like it.
I love it. It's fucking hilarious. If you guys aren't watching that, I would highly suggest it. It's a really good time to catch up on that right now because they're in the middle of, they're like on hiatus between seasons. I think the next season coming up is season 5.
You know, I
think it's so funny. I love that style of, it's like The Office, but for Parks and Rec.
Well, I've always, you know, heard it was a great show, but, you know, the concept was, I mean, it was by the makers of The Office, but the concept was so ripped off from The Office. That just turns me off on anything. Just the concept being taken.
I felt the same way at first, but it's so funny that I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I love it. Amy Poehler and all those people, Rob Lowe and Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Aubrey Plaza, I love. I don't know. It's a great show. If you like that kind of comedy, Guardians of the Galaxy kind of leans towards that way, but again, in the second portion when we talk about spoilers, I want to talk about the style. James Gunn is prevalent because from the video games, he has written and directed plenty of video games. The same thing with the director of Chronicle. He was a video game director. That's why the whole movie was done third person over the camera style. They had to explain a way for him to be filming, and he's always doing it psychically, you know?
Okay.
That's why it's always like that third-person kind of view, which I thought was genius. Same thing with James Gunn. If you're a video game fan, by the way, for the new listeners, the Analysis 49 moniker is like a step back to like my hip-hop roots when I was a rapper. And I will have to mention one of the sponsors of the show. I was at the Rookies parking lot. I felt like I was in high school again because I was like freestyling in the parking lot with one of their cooks.
Just now?
No, last night.
Oh.
It was pretty fun, and I was just like, I feel like I'm in high school again. I'm like in my mid-30s rapping in a parking lot. That's kind of sad, but it makes me happy, I guess. Weird. he directed a game. Oh, that's funny that you just talked about Scooby-Doo. I did not know that he directed that. Interesting. Maybe he didn't. There was a game that he recently came out with, Lollipop Chainsaw is the name of it. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
He directed, this is the same guy that directed, wrote and directed that game.
Okay.
This movie has James Gunn written all over it.
Yeah.
He likes to do campy stuff, and this movie is very, not only is it based in at the very beginning, it starts in the 80s. But the soundtrack throughout is also very, it's everything is 80s and 90s. Actually, it's mostly 70s. 70s and 80s. But it kind of explains away a lot of the style in the movie and why it's so campy. It kind of just carries on through that. But James Gunn is perfect for that. Also starring Zoe Saldana. She was in The Colombian.
In Avatar.
She was in. Colombian is special to me because I'm Colombian. So Zoe Saldana and I share that.
It's a weird connection.
Yeah, never mind. Dave Bautista, he is a, if I'm not mistaken, he's a WWE/MMA fighter who kind of transitioned over, correct?
I think so.
Vin Diesel plays the voice of a character called Groot.
You would know Dave Bautista from Oscar-nominated movie called The King's Speech. He was in
No, he was not.
that.
I almost believed you
No,
for a
no.
second. Get the fuck out of here. You almost got me, dude. You almost got me.
He
That would, I'd be like, wait a minute, I haven't seen that movie, but I'm pretty sure Bautista's not in that.
he was in
The
he was on
Academy Award nominee.
he was on the he
Oh,
was on the
shit.
cutting room floor, but he was in the extended version of Atonement.
Is that true? Are you fucking with me now?
Of
No, you're
course,
not.
of course it's true.
Atonement? I haven't seen that movie either. I don't know
Yeah.
what that is. That
Yeah.
could be a real thing. But that's also probably a joke. He was also in the extended edition of Good Will Hunting. Speaking of my
Right.
good friend
Actually,
Robin Williams.
he helped write Good Will Hunting.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I suppose I should probably elaborate on that whole dark moment when Robin Williams saved my life later. I kind of touched on it and then not too much. It said the whole cancer thing. I kind of backed away from it. But rest in peace to anybody who is. Wow, I'm getting dark. Anyway.
Now, Robin Williams, no, it's a shame about Robin Williams, but
It is.
I don't know. People
I might
seem
have to
to.
cut this out depending on what you say.
Well, you can't. You shouldn't censor anything on here, but people get so upset over people they didn't know. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's because, for me, the reason I was upset, and I kind of still am, is because I didn't have any. This is so sad. I didn't have any friends or family around when I lived in the Midwest when I was in the Army, and all I had to keep me company was my TV and movies. And in the military, I was in some dark times, and Good Will Hunting literally. At that point in my life, got me out of some bad shit, and so I think that's why people attach to people they don't know. They associate a sort of savior with the movie or whatever that, or the song or the artist or the musician that pulled them out of a bad moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I might be putting too much thought into that, and I don't want to sound cheesy or creepy or weird, but that's just. I mean, I've always kept it. Like super real on this podcast, and that's what I think that's about, man. Like that's why people love Dexter or The Walking Dead so much because they relate with these characters and they attach to the people behind those characters playing them so well. Speaking of The Walking Dead, Michael Rooker, who's also in this movie,
Yeah.
was in The Walking Dead.
Dexter's a great show, 'cause I mean,
I love Dexter.
I felt like killing people.
It's it they, that's what I'm
And
saying.
he
You
does it, and he
get
does it for me.
yeah, and it's like a release. Like Hollywood gives us as much as people hate it and as much as it's corrupt and it's terrible, they do put out good products. I mean, you can't deny the fact how people attach. Just like you said you wonder why people care about Robin Williams dying. That's exactly why. I'm not gonna lie to you. When I heard the news, I was in an emotional state. And I cried like a little girl. Like I didn't know. I thought I'd be able to see him live one of these days, because he's one of the reasons I'm still around, dude. Like if Matt Damon and Ben Affleck didn't write that script, I would not be here right now. That's how dark these times were. So these people attach to actors and people that they don't know for that reason.
Only time I've ever felt that was when Kurt Cobain died.
Well, there you go. Are you
But
joking again? Because
no.
that's fucked up.
But I mean, I was 14 at the time, and just I don't know. When I
Yeah,
see a
well, there you
shitload of
go.
it, when it.
Remember how you felt when Kurt Cobain died when you see these people getting super emotional over people they don't know. They have a connection, and that connection has been broken, and you're never going to get that person back because it's death. Those people are fucking dead, and you can't get them back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I was also a kid, though. I just see. It's done. Maybe we'll agree to disagree, but.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I think a lot of people, and I've said this on the show before, a lot of people lose the emotion that they have when they were kids. You have to get back in touch with that
Yeah.
because the kids are so pure and we don't know any better, like you said. We don't have any of that hard shell to keep us from crying when someone dies. It's a human being.
Yeah.
That person's not going
to... I mean, I'm not saying it's not sad, but...
I'm never going to see Mrs. Doubtfire 2. Thank God they never made that. But, yeah. You know what I mean? I think it's too soon. I think I just made a fucking dead joke about Robin Williams, and I'm talking about him.
I don't think anybody wanted to see Mrs. Doubtfire 2.
Okay, good. So we're all on my side. Karen Gillan.
He was also going to make Good Evening Vietnam.
That's a good one.
It's Brunch Vietnam.
Followed by Oops, I Forgot to Sign Out, It's Midnight.
I didn't get it.
He just kept doing the show until it's the next day, and it became morning again. All right, so a failed joke at 2507. Cut that out. John C. Reilly, Glenn Close, Benicio Del Toro were also in this movie. Karen Gillan, she was in Doctor Who for a while. I don't know if you watched that.
Is she the blonde?
She is the redhead. Well, in the movie, she wasn't anything. She was pink. She was one of the pink girls, I think.
Oh.
I might be wrong about that. Her name was Nebula. Oh, one of the daughters.
Doctor Who, though, was she?
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch the show. No, she's a redhead in there, too. She's either a brunette or a blonde.
That's
a
different girl I'm thinking about.
Not a brunette or a brunette or blonde. Brunette or a redhead. So there you go. For the new listeners, we have a rating scale. Usually the internet goes from 1 to 10. We go from 0 to 110, so there's actually 12 points of mistakes that you can make if your movie doesn't deserve to hold on to the digital space that it acquires. It's a 0, and then if it's a perfect movie, it's an 110, 10 being what the interwebs would deem a perfect movie on IMDb or Netflix or something. Actually, Netflix is 5 stars, but anyway, you get my fucking point. Let me see. So let me go back here a second. I think I'm on a different page now. Nope, I was wrong on the right page. That being said, IMDb has given this movie an 8.5. Normally, or a little bit better than that. Normally, we don't have those influence our ratings. But because we're doing this a little bit different, and we've both already seen this movie, by the way, at different times. I saw it in 3D. You didn't. This is where I want to tell the story before we go to a break and then go into the spoilers and the review. When I got there, I was the only one in the theater.
Okay.
The only person, which I absolutely love. I saw the Star Wars remix, Episode 3, that way as well.
Yeah.
Theater was all me by myself. 3D was fucking awesome, and I was like in high school or something. I'm not saying that's the last time I saw a movie by myself, but there was a stand-up comedian I was watching that was making fun of people that go to the movies by themselves. But I love it. I don't see why it's.
I've done it twice
in your entire life, or
yes, it's
like the past week.
No, twice in my entire life. You know what movies it was for?
I wonder if I can remember. You do yours, and I'll try to remember.
No, take a guess.
Oh, you want me to guess?
I'll give you just one guess.
Back to the Future?
Nah, hell no. I'm going by myself. I was a kid when that came out.
Oh, well, shit, I don't know. Maybe you're a badass kid, and you went to the movies like a boss.
First of all, Back to the Future, the first one came out when I was like 1.
Oh, Jesus, how much older am I than you? Jesus, God,
Back to the Future,
the
first one came out in, what, 83?
84, I was 6 years old, dude.
All right, I was
or
4.
5. Something like that.
If it was 84,
I was born
4.
In 79.
Okay, so
when did Back to the Future come out?
Either way, I was
right.
4 or 5. I'm not going to ride my bike and go see it alone. Right?
I don't know. You might have, like I said, you might have been a boss. When did Back to the Future come out? 1985. I was 6 years old.
Okay, I was 5 years old.
Okay.
Either way.
You're right. Okay, bad guess. All right, so terrible at time and space and spatial shit. I don't know. I'll take another guess.
Take one more a logical guess.
I get it. It was a bad guess. I can only think of old school movies right now. Recently? Tron.
No, within the last 15 years.
So
putting me out of high school.
The new Tron. The
what?
The newest one.
What?
The Tron.
No.
No? Matrix. The Matrix.
No.
Right,
one more guess.
That's fucking five guesses, bro.
No, no, one more guess. What?
RoboCop.
No.
That was recent.
You're right, but it's not that recent.
Not 1984. I don't know why. Every movie I name is a remake, so it's like it could be either or.
All right, you know what the first one I went to by myself was? Mm-hmm. Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
Okay, I guess I'll forgive you for that one.
You want to know what the next one was?
The sequel?
Fast and Furious 4.
Fast 4.
And then let me tell you.
Those are the worst movies to watch anyway. I had never seen past the first one. They're all terrible. I hate them all.
I don't give
them any time.
The time I saw them by myself, both instances, was the second time seeing the movie.
Oh my god. Because nobody wanted to go with you. It was so bad. Do you like those movies?
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
Oh my god. You have to...
This
might be your last time co-hosting.
Those are pure... Just testosterone, cars,
no,
and action.
No, they're bad. Those movies are so terrible.
All right, listen.
They're so bad.
Listen. All right. Awesome cars, hot chicks, and action.
I don't care.
Put together in a stew, and you have a winner.
Also, rest in peace.
Why are you talking about death so much on this
show?
Because
he died too, man.
Jesus Christ.
I'm trying to bring the room down.
I'd like to bring up my old cat, Mr. Wiggles.
Rest in peace, Wiggles.
It was some dark times with Mr. Wiggles.
He was a crackhead. He always smoked and
that
like,
badass pussy
pills.
Got me through some shit.
Damn. Turns out he was just an imaginary dealer the whole time because I was addicted to LSD.
Your cat?
Yeah, he wasn't real.
Wow.
He was selling me my drugs, but he wasn't real.
Wow. You know, a good friend of ours?
Yeah.
A good friend of ours. I won't say whose name
shit.
It was. I won't say whose name it was. And don't, right, you, please don't you goddamn say, because I know you'll know when I tell you this. when they were on ecstasy one time, they were poking.
I can't believe we're talking about this.
They were poking a piece of cat shit, thinking it was a frog.
That story may have been on the podcast. Really.
And they were trying. Was it last time? I don't think it was.
No, it was.
And they were trying to make it jump.
And he was.
You know who it is?
Yeah, I know who it is. He was tripping balls, and he was trying to. He thought he was trying to get a frog to jump, and it ended up being a turd.
Right, and we're like, "What, well, dude?
In a cat box? Like a litter box?
Dude, why would the fucking frog be in the kitty litter box? That's a piece of cat shit."
Wow, this podcast takes a dark turn, my friends. It's also explicit tag on iTunes for the new listeners. I suppose we have to cover that part.
Does the explicit tag really come into play when I come?
No, it's happened all right, before.
All right, okay, okay.
We've made distasteful jokes about cancer patients and stuff like that.
Right.
So
Patch Adams, great movie.
There you go. Robin Williams. Another Robin Williams reference. I do this because I'm trying to remember him in a kind of crazy, weird way. That's it for that, I suppose. So, that being said, not pretending as if we had not seen the film, what were your expectations going into this movie?
I thought it was going to be pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know, all the Marvel movies are generally pretty good.
Yeah.
Especially now, you know, the first phase or whatever they're calling it, you know, with Captain America and Thor. Those were good. But even to this phase two or whatever they're calling it, like the phase two is even better. Like those were good, but these are even better.
Have you seen the posting for the phase three?
Yeah.
They're doing two Hulk movies in 1 year.
Oh, I saw World War Hulk, but I didn't see the other one. What was the other one?
Wait, they're doing World War Hulk?
Yeah.
That's not what I saw.
What would you
see?
The
other one was Planet Hulk, wasn't it?
No, it was World War Hulk.
Maybe
they're not doing a Planet Hulk.
The Planet Hulk is the animated one. I saw the rollout though; it's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
doing two Hulk movies in 1 year.
Well, I didn't see a second Hulk movie though.
Let's look it up real quick. What is that? Phase
no,
four.
No, you know what? I could be wrong.
No, it doesn't matter. I could be wrong too. Phase Marvel Phase 4? Or what phase are we in? 3 right now? Marvel Phase...
Just put Marvel movie lineup.
There we go. Phase 4.
Bah! What the fuck? Darren, please.
That wasn't me. Or was it? Here it is. We have Ant-Man.
Oh, the Indestructible or whatever the Hulk?
Yeah, the Indestructible Hulk. That's it.
Oh, I didn't even see that before.
Guardians of the Galaxy, which is War of Kings, is the sequel. The Indestructible Hulk, Doctor Strange, Black Panther, Captain America, The Fallen Son. Mm. I believe we spoke about the new Captain America on the Transformers episode, or was that...
Where he's becoming the Falcon or whatever?
Yes. That's kind of a spoiler for people that don't, but that's comics. It's not the movie that we're talking about. Thor, Ragnarok, and The Defenders.
Ragnarok!
It's actually... it actually starts with...
Why are they doing a Black Panther movie?
They have to bring in other... villains for other movies to work. That's why they're doing Ant-Man, and that's why they did Guardians of the Galaxy with Thanos.
Yeah.
That's one of the only reasons I think Guardians of the Galaxy exists, is so they can bring Thanos in, which to me, like I said, it's kind of a spoiler.
Yeah.
But if you're into... it actually starts with Avengers 2.
I mean, let's be honest. Doctor Strange and Black Panther, they're going to be the weakest links of the bunch, I think.
If they do it right...
Yeah.
I think it'll be good. It's gonna... Doctor Strange is gonna adhere more to the supernatural CW crowd that loves,
This is for all the CW fans.
Yeah. Well, they gotta do. They gotta get everything. They have to make all the money ever. So, So, that being said...
I mean, just looking at this image of all the movies coming out, I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Right?
It's
growing up with comic books, I mean, it's... That's sick.
It is sick. Marvel's killing it. And the weird thing is that I went and saw this movie without... And I'm a huge comic book nerd. I never once in my childhood saw a Guardians of the Galaxy comic book. Not once. I didn't know who any of these fucking characters were.
I
saw Star-Lord once, and it wasn't a Guardians of the Galaxy comic. Mm. It had to have been a crossover with the Punisher or some crazy shit.
I had one or two of them, but I didn't read a lot of them.
I never knew who they were. I did not know what to expect going into this movie. My expectations were kind of middle of the road. I thought the trailer was really campy. I couldn't take it seriously. There's a talking raccoon in a tree, in a walking tree.
Yeah.
And one of the things that ruined the movie for me, I'll get into the second portion. But that's how I was going into it. I need to finish the 3D story. I went in there, and the trailer started rolling, and I thought I was sitting in a bad spot in the theater because everything was still blurry even after I had my glasses on.
Right.
And, I mean, I'm pretty technological. I know how shit works, and I could tell right away that the projector guy fucked up the focus.
May fell asleep over there.
Something happened. And, I was by myself for a while. One other guy came in, and he was, like, taking his glasses off and on, and I'm like, okay, so it's not just me.
Did you start yelling focus to the guy?
No, I actually went outside like a human being and talked to somebody, but I was a little pissed because...
Some homeless guy goes, shut the fuck up!
I'm trying to sleep in here! I don't know why he has a... I don't know why he has a weird accent, and he lives in Spring Hill, but... I don't know why I gave that guy that voice. It was weird timing. I left the theater, and there was this guy who I don't know him personally, but I know he works there because I go to the movies a lot. And I was like, hey, man, who do I talk to about the focus in there? He was like, oh, is it fucked up? And so when they fixed it, they didn't really fix it. The movie, to me, had no depth. Some parts it was working and some parts it wasn't, but
right.
I was just happy that it was working and I was watching it. I didn't give a shit about the 3D.
Right.
But...
Did he say... Buddy, the focus is fine. Put your other shoe back on.
Yeah, why is your shirt off? So...
Hold on, did you have the 3D glasses on top of your prescription glasses, mm-hmm. though?
Otherwise, I can't see shit. What am I going to do? And yeah, I have also terrible sight, so anytime I can't see good 3D...
Is that comfortable? Like, how does that work?
It's fine. Once my eyes... I have terrible eyesight. Yeah. I think this is more full disclosure than I've ever given before, but, wow, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say it, but I'm not. Let me just say that my eyes are fucked up. I actually had...
Is that from the dark times again?
No, that's just how I was born. Hmm. This is what my face looks like.
As dark times?
Yeah. I've had to deal with it my entire life. It's bullshit. Wow. Basically, I had 2 eye surgeries before I turned 1 year old. That's how bad my eyes were when I was born.
Did they hurt?
Every once in a while.
But did they back then?
I don't know. I was 1. weird. I don't know. Maybe they did. I had no idea. That being said, every time 3D is terrible, I think it's my eyes. But when it's great, I'm like, that's some good fucking 3D. That's how it's supposed to be. But I've actually talked about this before. We spoke briefly, me and my prior co-host spoke briefly about the 3D.
I don't want to hear about him.
This is making you jealous. quit bringing him up in conversation. The past is the past. Move on. He won't listen to this episode. You've done more work to get more listeners in 2 episodes than he did in 1.5 years, so...
Classic Charles.
There's for that. Classic Charles. Just like the made-up Mary, and I already forgot your co-workers' fake names.
Mark, Mary, and...
They're all...
Shelly.
Is that it? Let's go with that. So, your expectations of this, going into it, you had never really even read a comic book of theirs either.
No, but I knew who they were. But
I had never seen
I thought it looked pretty cool.
Any of this before.
I loved the whole fact that, I'm a huge fan. I don't know if this is nerdy or not, but I'm a huge fan of, 70s rock and roll and just, fucking badass muscle car rock.
If I can
claim that, you know?
Badass muscle car rock. I think that's a genre that exists that hasn't been titled that.
Right.
Because we all know what you're talking about.
Right. If you saw some badass dude...
He's got a mullet and a
T-top. I wouldn't even... No.
Hell yeah, dude.
No. The mullet was reserved for the T-top Firebird.
That's right. There you go.
Or the 80s Camaro.
The guy that has the kit car.
If you had
to be Hasselhoff, but he's like totally the wrong color mullet.
Yeah. Right. If you had a 70s Nova or like a Chevelle you weren't having a fucking mullet.
An American Eagle fastback.
Do
you remember American Eagles?
No.
You know?
AMC fastback?
Yeah, they had the
wood, no,
they had
I
the
know.
Wood panel wagons, but with like spoilers on them. That's right. Weird.
Hey, they weren't all hits, all right. However, the Chevelle and the Nova, like fucking badass cars like that.
Right.
If you saw a badass dude in one of those cars, they'd be playing the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack.
Okay, I want to get into that. Yes, I want to get into that in the second portion.
Like Steppenwolf?
Jeez, I don't know about that. Like, not obscure rock. It's got to be like hair band shit, right?
No, not the 70s, man. The 70s is all...
You're right. That was before hair bands.
That was all pretty hard guitars and shit like that.
Sure, yeah. That makes sense.
But anyway, so I'm a big fan of that, and they were blazing that through all the previews.
That's true. That's kind of what got me out of it. Like, hooked on a feeling for the trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy. Ooga chaka,
well, it's
ooga chaka.
Like, hold on. I'll tell you, that song, okay, was first... I first noticed that song from the Reservoir Dogs soundtrack.
Mm.
And I got that soundtrack because I'm like, man, this music in this fucking movie is awesome. Yeah. You know, I'm like 15, you know.
Right.
And so anyway, so I'm like, this is such a weird song.
To put in this movie. It doesn't fit.
It starts at ooga chaka ooga. Like, this is fucking annoying.
It sounds like Indians at first, and then he goes into like a chant.
Right.
Like, ah, ha, 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 and then it's not.
Right.
Hooked on a feet, and then it's like, dee, 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 dee.
Yeah.
It's practically slowed down disco or something.
Right. So the first time I heard that song,
yeah.
Like the first 2 times I heard it, like, this is a fucking atrocious song. And, like, the third time, like, I would let the CD play, like, in my room, and the song would come on. I'm like, fucking hate this song again.
You kind of grew.
And then
grew
I was like,
right?
I was like, yeah. All right. So I'd like, zone out when this song would start. And then, like, in the middle of the song, I'm like,
this is pretty fucking catchy.
Yeah,
it's funky. Yeah,
and then all of a sudden, every time I hear it, I'm like, all right, this fucking this song kicks ass.
Hey, all right, they put this in this movie.
Yeah.
I felt the same way. We're getting into spoilers. This is a huge intro. Let's take a break. I think I might have to take a leak.
Sure.
I will spoil just this. In the movie, I thought it was hilarious.
The leak better not be the spoiler.
It's not. Okay. I hope it's not. Well done, sir. Well done. It's more along the lines where he says, a little bit of pee is coming out of me right now. I thought that was fucking hilarious when it happened. So I think that's what's happening to me. I have to go take a piss. That's TMI. Thank you for listening to the first portion. We'll be back for the second portion of the world-renowned, world-famous A Week Late podcast.
We just hit 45 minutes.
It's probably going to be an hour and a half podcast.
Let's go three.
Oh,
3 hours.
Let's not.
You got a couch. I'll spend the night here.
You can. You're more than welcome. We're 55 minutes before we have to stop recording before more people pour into this house.
Yeah, sure.
So that's plenty of time.
Yeah.
We can go 3 hours. Let's do another one afterwards. can you stay over? Seriously?
No.
Okay. All right. So, again, I was
joking, but now this is awkward.
That's a little weird.
I will not be spending the night.
You want to sleep on my couch, bro? All right, so come back for part two. I didn't even say what episode number this is because of the way we're recording it. The schedule's all effed up. We will be back for whatever episode number this is. Guardians of the Galaxy, part two. Stay tuned. For the new listeners, you're going to hear some intermission music from my in-house DJ / producer, Mr. Aaron Bond. What is his Twitter? At Aaron Bond Music. Yes, that's his Twitter. Listen to his my dubstep intermission. Wiki. And we'll be back for part two for Guardians of the Galaxy. Stay tuned. And then we'll do a spoiler countdown for people that don't want to listen. You'll figure it out. Part two of the world-renowned A Week Late podcast. This is actually going to be episode 78 for you mofos keeping track. We took a little bit of a bathroom break.
Yeah.
And you're a little bit bothered by the fact that my dad looks like an actor you can't put your finger on. That's weird. My mom looks like Mrs. Cosby, Felicia Rashad from The Cosby Show.
Yeah, she does. Your dad looks like I can't place him, but he always plays like a fatherly, like Indian guy. Not Indian like.
That's not feathers.
Yeah, but more of a suburbanized.
Also
Indian.
From Good Will Hunting. That line. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Sorry, I keep throwing you off with the downer shit, man. My bad. Being sad makes me happy. No, okay, I'm just gonna put it out there.
The actor I'm referring to, that I don't know his name. He's Indian, but he's like a suburban Indian. Like, he plays like an Indian dad, maybe.
Are you talking about the guy from 24?
Look him up.
Oh, dude. He actually plays Jack Bauer in the Indian version of 24. You know, you have to know what I'm talking about.
I don't watch 24, but...
What?
Yeah.
You have to get out of my house. Indian Jack Bauer. I'm just going to type it and see what happens.
Indian Jack Bauer.
comes up, yes!
No, that is the search.
Oh, wait, no. I clicked on the wrong one. This is not going to get cut out. I'm not editing any of this.
Who cares? They can listen to it.
For those people... Actually, for the people that are listening to it in a cubicle, like, take your time, dude. I don't have anywhere to go. Who gives a shit?
Indian... I get paid by the hour, fucker.
Indian Jack Bauer. Let me see.
And by the way, you know, people don't like what we're talking about. What are they going to do? Pick up their phone and like scan that little scroll bar to move it forward a couple minutes?
I'm sure it's been done.
No, they're going to take their time.
Especially on the solo episodes that I've done because they hate listening to my fucking nasally ass voice.
Well, on those episodes, you
customize. There he is, this one. I customized what he said.
No, that's not the guy.
That guy has a bigger hair But
no, if you knew who I was talking about, like, your head would explode because he looks exactly.
I really wish I knew who you're talking about. I've always been told that my mom looks like Mrs. Cosby, but I've never been told that my dad looks like anybody.
God damn it! Like,
you'll think about it when we're not when you're look, not look thinking
of,
about
look
it.
Think of Indian actors, real quick.
Are you serious? We're just, really just, doing this just, on the show?
Just
Indian actors. You know how many? You know how much of a list that's gonna come up with? That's not John Stamos. That looks like an Indian John Stamos, first of all, doesn't
doing
it?
Doing this search. Do this search right now. This is it. This is it.
This is the worst thing I've ever done on this show.
This is it, okay? Delete that whole search.
Okay. Go, just tell me what you want me to say.
Famous Indian... You typed Fampus.
All right, it knows.
Famous Indian... Indian, not Indians...
India. All right, this is autocorrect, man. Indian. You're yelling at me for something I'm not doing.
Indian.
God damn it. Okay, actors.
Dad actors.
Dad actors?
Yes.
That's not going to be a thing.
Just do it.
We're going to get some weird porn. Famous Indian dad actors? That could be anything.
Good images.
We should start this second portion.
No, 20 more seconds. 20 more seconds. Bear with us. Okay, I don't see him in there.
This is the worst.
I don't see him in there.
That guy's not even Indian. That guy's clearly an Irishman.
It's Ben Kingsley.
Oh, maybe it's Ben Kingsley.
No.
My dad looks like Gandhi?
No. Okay, never mind. X out of this.
All right.
Sorry, folks.
That was a great waste of your time.
Famous Indian dad actress.
Famous Indian... Google search of the week. That's the first time we've ever done that.
That's when the Google search just shows up. What the fuck?
It's like, did you mean rainbows? Like, just look for something else, man. You're not going to find that.
Did you mean a dog driving a car? Because nobody fucking searches this shit.
Did you mean Bing? Go there, because those assholes know the answer to this question. So, let's pretend that we just finished watching the movie.
Alright.
Per the normal of this
pantomime.
Of this, which is a great album by my friends Beautiful Corpses. Go check them out on Facebook.
That was perfect. This isn't overwriting, right?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Oh my god. No, it's not. it's not, I promise.
Son of a bitch.
If it is, we're fucked. Because that was a quality 45 minutes.
That was 45 minutes of gold. solid gold.
This is the worst show I've ever done. No, it's not. This is pretty good so far. Minus that Google search bit. That's all right. I might actually have to go back and delete the last 3.5 minutes. That's not happening. I'm too lazy. So
I'm gonna take a picture of your dad. I'm gonna show it.
No!
I'm gonna show it to the girls at work.
My dad wants nothing to do with this podcast. He's like, don't associate me with that ever. He's a pastor, man.
Two of the girls at work.
I can't put him on iTunes.
No, you won't. But two of the girls at work, like they're big movie buffs.
Oh, okay.
So they might know who I'm talking about.
All right, well, fair enough.
And then
don't post it anywhere. Just I won't. For God's sake, that's a little weird now. It's awkward.
Now, when I share the episode on Facebook, I'll post. This is fucking famous.
We'll put it on the blog. My dad will be so... Actually, he won't mind.
He doesn't read the blog. Don't flatter yourself.
You're right. He doesn't... Like I said, he wants nothing to do with the show.
My son, he quit his job and he tries to do podcasts.
Why did you make him Jewish all of a sudden? Why is he Jewish now?
He tries to do fake radio in the basement.
My son, he quit his... I just gave him like a Jewish Brooklyn accent. This is getting worse and worse.
Fake radio. Pretend radio in the basement. Most dishonorable.
I don't understand where... First of all, my dad's from the Bronx, so I don't know where this...
You are not my son!
I have to fall on a sword all of a sudden. I'm Japanese. I don't understand what's happening. All right. Can we get this back on track? Because this is going nowhere.
Really? Sure.
I'm sure it's entertaining to some people. Thank you for listening.
Somebody just snorted.
Did I snort?
No. One of the fans. I know somebody just snorted.
All right, cool. Well, you're welcome for that snort. I hope it's from, like, Jesus, this is terrible. Snort. Or, ha-ha funny.
Yeah, ha-ha funny.
All right. Let's get right into it, folks. What you're about to listen to is...
Buckle up.
The world's worst... It's basically an infamous sound effect that I stole from YouTube that counts as the spoiler countdown. So we're going to be quiet for like 6 seconds so I can put that in post. That's the only editing that gets done for this podcast because, again, lazy and broke. For anybody complaining about the audio, listen to anything else on SoundCloud, and we're on par. If you think it's bad, you can go to aweeklate.com, click the donate button, and give us some money for some mics because I can't afford that shit. It's free, so if the audio is terrible, get a better phone and turn it up louder. I don't know what to tell you. Do not play this on speakers on your work desk. You will probably get fired.
NSFW?
NSFW. Not safe for work, people. Hashtag that. Hash brown, NSFW.
A lot of people in your office would get depressed with all the Robin Williams talk, too.
Well, listen, this is real life, man.
It is.
That keeps it real. You do. YOLO.
That's one thing about
whatnot.
You. That's one thing about you, man. I respect.
Thank you, man. Is that true? You're joking again. Jesus Christ, I fell for it again. No, man, but our friendship does go back a little ways. We went to art school together and shit.
I guess we did for a little bit, didn't we?
You remember our friend that was... Now he's forever going to be known as our LSD guy. Like, our LSD friend.
Oh, Ecstasy.
Oh, was it Ecstasy?
Yeah.
I think it was... All right. We'll call it that.
Yeah.
For any of you newbies out there, Ecstasy is what the kids call Molly today.
That is.
Just a little drug education for you. Know what you're putting up your nose or in your mouth or up your butt, whatever you.
Molly
you
is
take
what
here.
Your grandfathers used to call ecstasy.
Yada yada yada.
Like I don't know what that was.
Yada yada yada. The old timey like.
Okay.
It's like we're in the 40s taking ecstasy. That's how old we are.
Right.
That's where that joke was.
Buying the ecstasy at the depot.
It's the worst show.
Go to the depot and pick some ecstasy.
Go to the corner store, kids, and buy yourself some ecstasy. See?
Stay off the streets.
Pop a pill and turn on your black lights, kids.
Watch out for the cat shit.
Here's the funny part about that. It hit him in the bathroom where most of your ecstasy hits you when you're taking a shit.
Isn't that weird?
Listen, we're art students. We've dabbled in some shit. Hence my references to Robin Williams and the dark shit. This is going to be... I don't know if this is going to air at all. I shouldn't put a number to this podcast. I'm not going to post this.
Why?
We've been talking about death and ecstasy and LSD.
Yeah, but in a funny way.
Oh, that makes it better. Let's move forward.
I told all my fans I was coming here tonight.
so it's about you. All your fans, Mary and what's his name? I keep forgetting. I'm just going to make up new names.
Mark and Mary and Shelley.
All right. So we'll go...
Ten minutes in. Let's get this thing back on track.
We'll 10 minutes during the second part.
Yeah.
We're about an hour in, dude.
55 minutes.
We're about an hour in.
55 minutes in, let's talk about the movie.
This is the worst.
Hope you didn't start on your lunch break.
Jesus, they get pissed. They're like, oh, fuck, man, I gotta go all the way back. If you're smart, if you can't use the Wi-Fi at your job, download it the night before. Podcast it for the newbies.
Bada bing, bada boom.
There you go. Have me on your phone. I'm in your ear holes. This is bad.
It's fine.
It's fine?
Yeah.
All right.
It's entertaining to the kids.
Jesus. All right, so... Guardians of the Galaxy.
Rating, what'd you rate it?
I'm going to ask you first. Okay. When you first got out, what was the first thing that came to... Did you watch this with your kid, by the way? Or you?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the reason you went? I mean, I don't want to give away too much. Your kid's in his teens. He's not like, you know...
I have a little boy, too.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Okay. I should know that. We're friends.
Yeah.
I'm a terrible friend.
But even if I didn't have kids, I probably would have seen it anyway, just being the kind of person.
I mean, I went by myself as an adult, and,
Yeah, I did that for Fast and Furious. Both of them.
I was hoping you wouldn't bring that up again. I was trying to make people forget about that. That's kind of sad. Both of them.
Fuck this show.
You know
this
there's more than two, right?
This guy brings up Fast and Furious way too much.
Just stop. Just get out. You're never coming back, dude. I never mentioned those shows. Those are terrible. What is his name?
Who?
He also died.
Paul Walker.
Yeah. He was in a movie called Brick Mansions I really want to see.
He was also in a movie that doesn't get a lot of airtime.
Timeline.
Running Scared.
No. I'm at it, but I nailed that one.
No,
Timeline
shut
was
up.
Terrible, by the way.
No, Running Scared, which is an awesome movie.
I actually saw that. It wasn't that bad. That's the hockey one, right? Where, like, they
hockey plays a minor part of it.
Like, they beat the shit out of the guy using hockey pucks at the end.
Yeah.
Rough spoiler.
Yeah.
Gee, this is... Wow. All right. We're going to have to do our... This is... All right. We're going to have to do This is almost as bad as the Iron Man 3 episode. Because that was fucking terrible. That was my fault. Also, Iron Man 3 was a horrible movie. Get into your rating so we can spoil this movie, because this is we're getting into it. We got like 35 minutes left before we get interrupted.
So, ask me what you're gonna ask me.
What did you think about it? What's your rating?
I would give it about an 8.
Interesting. Good. I don't feel so bad either, because I was gonna give it an 8.5.
Yeah.
Why is this movie not perfect for you? Without spoilers, before we get into it, because I'm going somewhere with this.
Why can't we talk about spoilers yet?
We haven't shut up long enough to insert the fucking sound effect that I just mentioned.
Okay.
I have to give myself a visual cue when I go to edit this, because it's the only thing I'm going to do. It's got to be 6 seconds of silence that I can pick it out,
okay,
put in the shitty sound effect, and move on.
Got it. Okay. No, I gave it an 8 because I think the last Marvel movie I saw was the Captain America, the second one, which is fucking phenomenal.
I really liked it, too. It was really good.
You know, I was a real big fan of Captain America even as a kid. And, like, in that movie, he, like, totally was Captain America. Yes. Like, he was just an ass-kicker.
I was just talking about that today, and that's the first time I believed that he was Captain America because... Well, I just said Amera. Captain America because I've always seen him as the Human Torch. It was Marvel's huge mistake to cast the same actor in a Marvel universe as two different heroes.
I think everybody was hoping they'd forget about the Fantastic Four movies, though.
They actually do. They're waiting for the Fox rights to expire so they can remake them, and they're making the Human Torch black.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense, because...
Michael Jordan's gonna play.
Michael B. Jordan. Speaking of Chronicle...
Yeah.
I
like to not announce the B. I just call him Michael Jordan.
Well, that's gonna throw people off. This isn't the Sklar podcast. We're not talking about sports. So, and that's not nerdy. I mean, there are sports nerds, but if you like sports, you're not a nerd. So, there are actually sports nerds. They believe in statistics and remembering numbers. It's ridiculous. Like, that guy has a batting average.
There is such thing as sports nerds. They play fantasy football.
Yeah, and they make a lot of money.
That's Dungeons and Dragons for sports.
Exactly, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. That's all it is. Go join the...
Peyton Manning is hitting with a +10 broadsword.
You get an XP of 25. that's hilarious.
The last game man paid Manning or +25 XP.
Level up.
Level up for the Bears.
For anybody that plays fantasy football, you can do that at a Rookie's Sports Bar and Grill.
Jesus.
It's free. They're a sponsor. I have to mention them. Rookie Sports Bar and Grill is Spring Hill, Florida. Yeah,
yes. How much they give you for that?
I can't say it. I can't tell you that.
What, $5?
Not on the podcast. I'll tell you after.
Give free buffalo chicken sandwich when you go in there?
All of that. I get a lot more than that. Yeah, it's good. Thank you, Rookies. he doesn't know. He has no idea.
I've never been there.
I will take you one of these days. Best wings in the state. I've had a lot of wings, and the best wings in the state.
Anyway, I gave it an 8 because
so fuck your ads. Alright, go ahead.
Because
it's terrible.
I didn't think this movie was perfect. You know, I mean, it was fun.
Me either.
But I don't know, like, something was
But you have to have a reason why it's not an 11D. You took 3 points, right? 9, 10, 11. Yeah, you took 3 points off. Why, without spoiling it? What made this a not perfect movie for you?
I don't know, the end battle between Ronan, the accuser,
right?
Ronan the shit-talker,
right?
And the Guardians of the Galaxy.
You're right, that's weird that is, like, where he just... How are you going to go into business with a guy that's called the accuser? If something bad happens, he's going to accuse somebody else of fucking up his job.
Right.
How are you going to go into business with a guy named the accuser? You're right, that is weird. Automatically 1 point off.
Ronan, did you double staple these documents?
No, man, that was Darren, man. I saw him do that shit.
That was fucking Joan in accounting.
Thanos, man, that was your secretary, bro. You gotta get rid of those interns, man. This is bullshit.
Ronan, I think it was you.
Okay, fair enough.
Anyways, I thought the end of battle was kind of very lacking. Yeah, because like they were sitting there just kind of holding hands.
Well, it's like kind of a spoiler, but okay.
Like they're gonna beat him with like rainbow power kind of thing.
Yeah, it felt a little Care Bearish.
Right. You know, and I guess it kind of set up for Star Lord's thing.
It kind of does. That kind of is a spoiler. We'll go back to the end later because it does explain a lot.
Can you just do the 6 seconds right now?
Let me get to my. I'm gonna do 8.5 and why, and then I'll do the 6 seconds.
Right, do it quick.
It's gonna be quick.
Do it quick.
A. And there's only gonna be C, I think. A to C, or 1 to 3. I know I'm probably gonna get a frog in my throat.
Would you take some fucking Tums and get this out?
I know I'm gonna get a lot of flack for this.
Sure.
This movie did not need Groot.
Need Groot?
Speaking of Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Your Fast and the Furious story. I mean, I have to take that back. There were a few scenes that I almost cried on that had Groot involved.
Why do you admit that shit on the show, man?
Because I'm real. You just said that's one of the things that you admitted about you like about me. So
I dig that about you, man.
Which is also a little weird. I mean, I'm not gonna say I teared up, but like I said, man, I'm emotional. Like 6 of my friends died in 1 month, so you gotta give me a little bit of space. You know what I mean? That's what I'm gonna blame it on.
Are you calling Robin Williams a friend?
Nope, he's not included in that 6. That's actually 7. Thanks for making it worse. That being said, I mean, okay, second thing. how do I say this without spoiling it? I think that the special effects were great, but they never really gave you a sense of what happened between that 26 years that made him who he was. How did he... This is kind of getting spoilers. How did he adapt to space life as a fucking boy? You know what I mean? I'm going to get into it because I got to do the countdown. It's getting spoilers. The third thing is one of the things that helped this movie get such a high rating was the fact that the music can... This movie proves how a great soundtrack can save a potentially terrible... This movie could have been terrible. If it wasn't for the music...
Nah, I mean, I disagree. It wouldn't have been there.
I don't think so at all. I think that the way that they... You have to listen to the lyrics of the music in order to understand what's going on in the movie and how it relates, but it's also a nod to the campiness of the 70s and 80s and those kind of movies that existed back in those days. I think James Gunn did a really good job of portraying that through the soundtrack. As a matter of fact, it's number one on the Billboard charts. They're so good.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
People forget about that kind of music.
Yeah, they do. It resonates with people. So that's more of a plus than it is a minus, but we'll shut up for about 6 seconds so we can start talking about spoilers here in a minute. Alright. That was a little bit more than that. I'm just giving myself enough time to...
For the music, though...
For anybody that hasn't listened to this podcast before, from now on, you're going to hear nothing but things that relate to spoilers. If you aren't a fan of this show, if this is your first time listening, first of all, go back and listen to some of the other episodes. There's more than 100 available, aweeklate.com and soundcloud.com. Also, search A Week Late Podcast on iTunes. Hopefully it'll pop up. I haven't done anything with that for a while. But anyway...
If you listen to them back to the back, it's more than about a week and a half in your cubicle.
Really? You've done that? Have you gone back and listened to old shows?
No. I'm just saying.
Thanks.
It's
more than a week and a half.
I'm doing the math.
It's 100 and something episodes. It's a lot more than that.
At an hour and a half. 8 hours a day?
Yeah, I can. If I was at a cubicle...
I guess you're right.
It's a lot longer than that.
It'd be about a month. Okay.
Anyway, for the new listeners, that's what's happening. Pause it if you haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy. I would recommend going and seeing it. If you know of a theater that does great IMAX and 3D, I would recommend it. If not, you're not really missing much. There were a lot of in-your-face kind of playing around with depths kind of stuff that actually did work, which I appreciated. But I always like seeing... Now that I'm seeing like how bright this all looks on IMDb and how I should have seen it, it was very dark. It usually happens with 3D. They don't use the right lenses. We've covered that. Mm. We actually talked about that for Green Lantern, and how terrible the 3D wasn't. That it was all dark. You couldn't see shit, and it was bad. I'm gonna go see this movie again in theaters. I would highly recommend that you do that as well. I'm gonna go see it not in 3D, preferably on a larger screen. What would you say? You'd say this is like watchable in theater, right? Like they shouldn't wait for this to come out on Blu-ray.
If you're a
movie fan, go watch it in theaters. Highly recommend it. If you don't care about spoilers, keep listening or pause it and go watch the movie with us, and then come back and listen to spoilers. That being said, go ahead. Spoilers from here on out.
Okay, so
you said something about the music, right?
The music. I always like when movies kind of do this. They kind of pay homage to the music of yesteryear, because music of the past is really, really good. You know, a lot of the music.
All the generations say that, though.
Well, no.
The younger generation that's listening to this right now is laughing at us because their music is better than ours. Just like our music was better than theirs.
Yeah, but until they get older and they hear music like that, they're going to realize that music is really good. But
I think a good choice in anything comes with age and experience.
Well, yeah, but... So anyways, but I'm just saying...
I didn't like wine when I was a kid.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying...
I shouldn't have been drinking wine when I was a kid, but...
Music from the 70s and 80s is really good, and I like it when...
I have to disagree with that. I fucking hate 80s music.
Well, there's a lot of good stuff from the 80s.
The 80s really doesn't have a lot of stuff to offer. I've said it before, I'll say it again. The 80s was terrible movies and even worse soundtracks.
Well, either way...
We agree to disagree? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, no, but the point I'm getting at is, you know, there's a lot of junk that's kind of out right now as far as music goes. Mm. So, and it just goes to show...
That we can definitely agree on.
It just goes to show when something like this with a soundtrack that's powerful like this, that has good music, people go, oh, yeah, this shit is, like, really awesome.
Yeah, and that's what I was...
And it becomes to the number one Billboard charts, right?
Yeah,
now,
but you're actually proving one of my points is that a movie can be made or broken by its soundtrack. You just proved that for me.
Without the soundtrack,
I don't think so. Nope. He. Everything that revolves around this movie that I said before that sounded cheesy. It's basically a camaraderie. These people are misfits. They have no friends. And the thing that brings them together is friendship and family. And it has to revolve around the soundtrack to do that, because it always roots our main character to the day that he was abducted, the day that his mom died.
Yeah.
And he even risks the entire plot of the movie just to go back and get his old Sony Walkman, which is weird. Why Sony Walkman was like a thing in here? Because technically Sony and Marvel are like at odds right now over the Spider-Man copyrights. So it's really weird how they still have to pay that just to put the Walkman in there to pay homage.
Well, if you're gonna say that, then it's more or less a major plot point. Of course,
that's my point. It can make or break a movie.
You're not thinking about it as a music. You're thinking about it as a plot point.
I think it's crucial to the plot point, but I don't think it's the plot point. I'm saying is that music can make or break a movie. If you have a terrible soundtrack, the movie's gonna fucking suck ass. And since what I'm saying is I'm kind of agreeing with you, but you're also proving my point in that the music is so good that if it wasn't there, I think the movie would have suffered.
Well, yeah, because the music is a major plot point. If you take out any plot point, of course the movie's gonna fall apart.
The music isn't a major plot point. It helps to describe what's going on.
You just said it was a major plot point.
But it's not, though. It helps, I just said it actually helps the plot along. It's not a plot point. It helps the plot along. And if the music wasn't right, then the plot wouldn't move along as well and the movie would fail because of it. I think that the lyrics, what the Star-Lord wants us to listen to are the lyrics. People listen to the beat too much. And the lyrics actually help explain, especially the Zoe Saldana right before they almost kissed. Everything that was going on in the lyrics explained what was happening in the scene.
Yeah.
With a different song, that scene would not have worked. That's what I'm saying. It's not a plot point, but it helps the plot along during its points. It's my point. It can make or break a movie. If it's not done correctly, this movie would not have worked without that good of a soundtrack.
Well, of course, because it's a major part of the movie.
But what I am contradicting on is the fact that I said that nothing good came out of the 80s. The only good music that came out of the 80s were the songs in this fucking movie.
Well, okay, to that,
and also Back to the Future.
Okay, so to that, what you're saying, that rationale, if you will.
Yeah. Top Gun was terrible, and it had a terrible soundtrack.
Okay, but Top Gun wouldn't have worked if you took out the planes.
No.
It would have been a very shitty movie, because they would have been even doing.
You can't call it Top Gun without planes. Name one song that was in Top Gun.
Danger Zone.
Besides Danger Zone. Exactly.
No, the one song, the soft song.
Right.
Take My Breath Away.
Good. Now, name almost every song in this movie. And you can do it.
Well, I can't do it off the top of my head. I mean, they're recognizable.
It's more fresh in my head than it is yours.
But you're just saying if you take away a major plot point or a major part of the movie won't work. That's fucking any movie.
No. But the music isn't a plot point. I'm telling you that the music in this movie helped the plot progress.
Well, and of course, it was written into it.
No. Okay. Which says a lot about the director that has an appreciation for, apparently, this style of music. This movie would not have worked if he was abducted at his age with dubstep in the soundtrack.
Dubstep wasn't around.
If it was at his age, current day. Remember, 26 years have passed in this movie. He was abducted in the 70s and 80s, right? 70/80. If he was abducted at the age of 32, and this movie revolved around dubstep because he had a Discman instead of a fucking old school Walkman, it would not have worked.
So what if Inglourious Bastards? What if
I haven't seen it?
Well, what if all the guns were replaced with bananas? Would that movie have still worked?
You're missing my point entirely. You're actually comparing apples and bananas, and I'm comparing how.
A major part of the movie, you take that away, of course it's not going to work.
But the music, he made the music a major part of the movie, but not a plot point.
That's what made it good.
That's my point. You're explaining. You're actually helping me prove my point.
So if you took
if it were any other soundtrack, the movie would not have worked. You just basically said that.
So if you took out Star-Lord and put Groot in his place, would the movie have worked?
No, because Groot can only say three words.
Okay, because you take a major part in the movie and just fucked with it.
No. Not at all, because I just said that Groot could be taken out completely and this movie still would have worked.
But what if he was replaced with Star-Lord?
You're not
If you fuck with major parts of the movie, of course it's going to fall flat.
But he made the music a major part of the movie. Other movies don't count on their soundtrack to make the movie work.
That was just another element that he
included. My point being is that you can't remember any of the songs in Top Gun. Because music
wasn't a major part of it.
And I guarantee you that soundtrack never made it to number one on the Billboard charts. There's a reason.
It was a very powerful soundtrack.
Actually not going to look that up. We've spent way too much time on this one thing. All I was saying is that...
What if Fast and Furious was made with mopeds instead?
But you're talking about physical shit. I'm talking about music. It's audible. The sound design of a movie goes a long way, and that's the only point I'm trying to make.
All right, what's the next thing you didn't like about the movie?
You're completely missing my point, and I'm sure the listeners that appreciate audio production know what I'm talking about. To say that a moped is the same thing as
what's the next thing you didn't like about the movie?
Fucking music is ludicrous. The other thing I didn't like about the movie, the reason it wasn't perfect for me is because the snarkiness of the character, Peter Quill, what's his name's character, Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
If we are in dire straits and you mouth off to a badass, they will cut your fucking head off. I thought that the snarkiness wasn't believable enough in those dire moments where you're trying to talk your way out of life or death situations.
Example.
Everything. Every time he was in trouble, he used comedy to get out of it. And that was the only thing that wasn't believable to me. He's like, don't kill her, we need her. And he was funny about it. The comedy was great. But it fit the movie, but what I didn't like is that realistically, if you talk like that to some jihadi motherfucker with a sword, he's gonna cut your fucking head off.
Yeah.
And that's what these aliens, like, they're supposed to be ruthless and killer, and all he did was have to tell a joke and everything's okay.
Yeah.
That's another reason why it wasn't that believable to me. It was very rooted in science fiction and reality, except for I believed all the science fiction and the quasi-reality stuff. What I didn't believe was that he could basically talk to these aliens like a high school bully and get out of any situation.
Yeah.
That's basically his superpower. He had a mask and rocket boots.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And a smart-ass mouth.
One thing I didn't like was, I already said the end battle, but just the part with, like, the planes interlocked, like Legos and shit.
I really liked that, actually.
Yeah.
That was the part I really enjoyed. I thought that was very unique, and right away, the flaw was that all we have to do is blow one of your ships up, and that net is destroyed.
Yeah.
So, while it was very cool, they also showed the prime example of why it's bad to do that.
Yeah.
I'm also going to take that and go the other way with it. It's kind of like the same thing that happened at Pearl Harbor. Bring the room down. Many deaths. We had planes all gathered together. We were unsuspecting, and all they had to do was bomb one plane, and everything else would catch on fire.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing that happened with this. It was a great defense, but no offense, because your ships are completely vulnerable at that point. At that point in the movie, you're trying to keep the entire ship from touching the ground, but it becomes more of keeping one person from touching the ground with the Infinity Stone, which we need to talk a lot more about. Running out of time. The Infinity Stones are basically what appeared in Thor in the Infinity Gauntlet glove that was in the vault.
I never saw the glove.
It's a freeze frame. You can Google the Easter eggs and it'll be there.
Yeah.
But Thanos was basically a after credit scene in. Was it the Avengers where they showed Thanos?
Yeah.
Everybody went apeshit over that, and I had no idea that Thanos was going to be Thanos, as they say.
Yeah.
Was going to be in this movie, and I should have remembered that, but I had no idea that Guardians of the Galaxy was going to be used as the vehicle to introduce him.
Yeah.
I also had no idea that Zoe Saldana's character was basically like a redheaded stepchild of Thanos, wasn't a bloodline relative.
Yeah.
One of the other things, too, is, again, with the family theme in this movie, we find out, as a huge spoiler, that Chris Pratt's character, at the very end, isn't completely human.
Yeah.
Right before...
Who was his dad? Do you know who his dad is?
That is a huge thing that's going on the internet right now that I can't wait to read that article.
Yeah.
Because I was like, ah, now I understand why I saw that headline again. I censor myself from anything Guardians of the Galaxy related when I haven't watched the movie yet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I saw that on the article title. It's like, who will be Dark or Star-Lord's father? It's going to be different from the comics because, again, they're going to use this movie as a vehicle to launch other movies, just like all the other movies do. It's a timeline. So far, I've seen all the movies in their chronological order. From back starting with the regular Hulk and then the Incredible Hulk and all that shit that came after that.
Yeah.
I would say if you're like me and watching everything in chronological order, this all really makes sense. Did you stick around for the after credits on this one?
Yeah.
What did you think about that fucking revelation?
I didn't know Howard the Duck was Marvel.
They actually did have Howard the Duck comics back in the day that were Marvel.
Yeah.
I don't, for the life of me, know why they're making another Howard the Duck, like a remake.
Is that what they're doing? They're actually making a movie?
They have to. Anytime somebody's in an after credit, they make a movie about that thing. Think about it.
Yeah, but...
They've always done that. Quicksilver and What's-Her-Face, Scarlet Witch, were in fucking X-Men, Days of Future Past. End credits. No, that's wrong. That's not right.
They were in Captain America's end credits.
They were in Captain America's end credits with the Collector from this movie.
Yeah.
They always tie those end credit scenes together with a movie. So if they're doing a Howard the Duck end credit, that means they're going to reboot that. And what they're going to use that movie as a vehicle for, I have no idea. Who the fuck are they going to introduce in the Marvel Universe that we have to watch the goddamn Howard the Duck movie?
I don't really know if they are. Cause, I mean,
they have to. They would be breaking protocol if included some. They would be. When have they ever featured somebody in an end credit scene that hasn't been made? That hasn't been in another movie the following like summer or something like that.
I don't know.
You want me to Google it? They're probably doing Howard the Duck reboot. I guess I should actually Google reboot. See? I'm not the only one asking that question. Wait, is Howard the Duck really Marvel's next movie project? Because every time they feature somebody in the end credits, they're going to make a movie about them. Or at least be put in one. Howard the Duck really Marvel's next franchise? A close look at the evidence. I'm not saying this is solid proof that it's happening, but I'm not the only one asking that question.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's on the internet.
Well, I hope not.
I hope not either. but the evidence is highly stacked up against that. They never put somebody in an end credit that's not going to be mentioned in a movie or going to get made a movie of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That being said, the whole father figure thing, tying with the movies and stuff like that, to me tells me that the second Guardians of the Galaxy, which we just mentioned, will talk more about his father and somehow bring in more of the Thanos, tie that in with the Avengers 2, which is the next movie to come out, correct? From Marvel, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Minus the Spider-Man series, because I never know what they're going to do.
Avengers and Ant-Man are next summer.
Avengers 2 and Ant-Man, correct. So, do you have anything else to add? Like, I think I'm going to, just like the last time, I'm going to remember a lot more of the movie that I wanted to talk about after we stop recording.
No, I mean, it was definitely cool. But I probably won't buy the DVD.
I don't buy DVDs anymore. I was just talking to somebody about this the other day, like, again with the illegal shit. I think that if you... Yeah, I'm just going to skip over that.
Well, I mean, if you...
I watched Iron Man, the original Iron Man movie, 13 times in the theater. I think I should be allowed to download it illegally once because I... literally spent over $100 watching that movie the first time it came out.
Well,
I don't understand why they should make more money off of my Blu-ray. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I mean, I have kids, so if the movie's a hit, then I buy the DVD.
Right.
But I probably won't be buying this one. I will be buying Captain America, though, next week.
I would watch that. I would watch this movie again right now if I had the opportunity. Do you maybe want to talk about... the comic book Captain America death? I keep bringing up death. I don't know why. This has been a theme throughout the entire show.
I don't know much about it, so I really...
I just think that they're setting it up in the comics to have this future storyline once Chris Evans or whatever his name is, Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, because the last Captain America, the third Captain America is going to be his last one, I think. That's what I've read.
Well, it's called Fallen Son or something like that. So yeah. I'm pretty sure he's going to die in this next one, which follows the comic book story.
Yeah.
Basically, for anybody who doesn't read the comics, they've recently released a picture of the new Captain America. It's actually called The New Captain America Number 1.
Yeah.
With a black Captain America with goggles and wings. He has wings. And he's basically Falcon's character that takes over Captain America, and in the background you see a shield. It's the first time that Captain America's been without a shield because he traded the shield for wings and a jetpack.
Hmm.
He's basically an Iron Man with wings. Because it actually is Stark technology that flies. We learned that in the second Captain America spoiler. If you haven't seen that, go watch. Go listen to that one too. It's actually a pretty good episode. Do you want to talk about? Oh well, Anyway, in the comic books, somebody figures out that the lifeblood of Captain America is the serum that's coursing through his veins after all these years, and kind of like Wolverine against Magneto, somebody figures out a way to like extract that serum from his blood and just the serum, and he instantaneously turns like 90 and dies. And Falcon just happens to be there. He's like, well, nobody else is here. I guess I might as well be the new Captain America. Why he has to take over the role, I don't know. He can just be the Falcon. But there really is nothing more American than a Falcon being Captain America, because we all know that the Falcon is the... Oh, wait, it's not.
It's the bald eagle, man.
I know. That was a joke. I'm talking, like, does it make sense? Like, shouldn't they have had some guy called the Eagle be the new Captain America, because the Falcon is not our country's bird? It might have just like, oh, I know this guy named the Turkey. He's the new Captain America.
Falcon's close enough, though.
Yeah, we almost got it right.
Falcon's a pretty badass bird.
All right, that's going to go on there. It's supposed to be on airplane mode.
Anyway, I think we got to wrap this up pretty soon here, but...
Are you playing any video games, TV shows you want to mention?
Not really. I'm going to probably be getting the Evil Within on the PS4 when that comes out in October.
Have you played Beyond Souls? What is that called?
No.
Alright. I got to find somebody that's playing that. But that was Ellen Page's video game.
She's a cunt, so...
Really? Wow. Tell me what you really think. I love her. Are you kidding me?
She seems weird.
Yeah, that's why she's great. Weird people are awesome.
Yeah, but she seems blowhard weird.
Inception, what's up?
Yeah, but she also did that retarded movie about teen pregnancy.
What?
Juno?
Why is that? I love that movie. Why is that retarded? I love that movie.
It just was.
It's great.
First of all, it's directed by the queen of the blowhards, Diablo Cody.
She is a little pretentious.
My pen name's gonna be Diablo.
Yeah, that's a little pretentious, but
guess what, bitch? I'm not gonna see your movie. You're a super blowhard.
I like them. The vocabulary she uses, because I was a grammar student. I appreciate the English language, and she utilizes it beautifully in her movies.
I do graphic design work, and my Twitter handle is AwesomeManJones.
Are you serious?
Yeah, at AwesomeManJones.
You're not serious. I'm on Twitter. Don't tell that to these people. They'll try to find that. I wonder if AwesomeManJones is a Twitter name. That should be your name. That should be your Twitter name. We're going to grab that before this show airs to see if we can do it.
I'm only friends with one person. Diablo Cody. We have awesome pen names.
You suck.
Awesome Man Jones.
You should be the opposite of Diablo Cody. Like,
I have a...
Dios. Since it's Hispanic, Diablo is like Hispanic for devil.
Right.
It should be like Dios.
Dan Dios.
Dan Dios or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, I was on my phone here. I just picked up another friend on Twitter. His name is Bill Biceps. He said he has
this guy's name is Muscle at Muscle Milk. He's awesome.
Mike Muscles, that's his name.
At My Beard Has a Fist.
Larry Long Dong.
All right, we can do this all day. If you are on Xbox Live Gold and you're listening to this before the end of what are we in August? Is that right? Yeah. Right now, you can get Dishonored for free. You can download it on Xbox Live. My old school rap name is also my gamer tag. It's analysis489. It's the word analysis. If you can't spell analysis, Google it, or you shouldn't be listening to the show. And then the number is 489. So it's at analysis489. The podcast is at... That's great. I'm probably not going to edit that out either. At a week...
Excuse me.
You done? At a week late. For everything music, you can go to the numbers 489entertainment.com for all the dubstep and the mixes that we have for free. If you want to email the podcast, email me, fans.aweeklate@gmail.com. Facebook.com/aweeklatepodcast? Facebook.com/FEN Entertainment. That's FEN Entertainment. Do you have a Twitter?
I don't need to give it out.
you don't need one. Okay. You should really get that awesome. What was it?
Awesome Man Jones.
Yeah, that's a good one.
At Awesome Man Jones.
At Awesome Man Jones. Maybe we can make that your podcast Twitter, so people aren't hitting you up on your real shit.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, we might do that if I get off my lazy ass. That's it, I think.
Yeah.
That last part kind of fell apart. I'll blame myself for that because I've been having adult beverages. But that's what the show's
it's
about.
It's all part of the game, man.
It's all part of the game.
You take the highs with the lows.
It's my fucking show, so I can do what I want. If you don't like it, eat a dick.
Sometimes,
or a bowl of them. I don't care.
Sometimes you're on, you know, you're on cloud nine, and some other times a celebrity dies, and
I bring the room down a lot.
And your life circled around that celebrity for some reason.
Listen, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying in some cases, celebrities mean more to some of us than others. That's all I'm saying. Just like my music reference you didn't understand. So, anyway, thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate all the good feedback we've been getting on SoundCloud. You guys need to be more vocal, though. You really need to tweet me more. You need to... people being loved, told what to do. You need to do this, you need to do that. I mean, but the internet's all about, like, suggestives. So, email me, man. Like, hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on the Gmail. We have a podcast page you can search on Google Plus.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Have them subscribe on iTunes. We really need people to go and...
if you're sitting in a cubicle, tell your friend.
Yeah, go on iTunes, not while you're at work. I mean, unless you're allowed.
They'll do it at work.
And then, waste some time. Why not? Milk that shit. Go to iTunes and search the A Week Late Podcast, and please click on the review button. Those reviews help iTunes let people know that they're listening. That helps me out. You can donate on aweeklate.com if you feel guilty for listening to this for free and I'm still lazy and broke. I would appreciate that. Thanks for once again listening to episode number 78 for Guardians of the Galaxy. Last words?
If you're on Xbox Live, turn it off and go talk to a girl.
You're gonna make fun of me. That's not cool.
I'm just kidding, man.
No, you're not, first of all. Second of all, you can still get a hot girl while playing video games and having podcasts. That is for another episode altogether. That being said, thanks for listening to the world-renowned, world-famous weekly podcast, episode 78 for Guardians of the Galaxy. I will see you a week ago. Cheers. Cue the outro music.
Get inside Rookies for awesome wings, burgers, sandwiches, and boom boom shrimp. Rookies has great legs. Every Monday, Rookies has all you can eat crab legs for $25.95. Catch the games on plasma TVs and jumbo screens with speakers at each table. Free Wi-Fi, arcade for the kids, and karaoke Fridays. And now, every Monday, Rookies has all you can eat crab legs for $25.95. Like them on Facebook to see what live bands are playing this weekend at Rookies Sports Bar and Grill. Two locations on Anderson Snow Road just off Spring Hill Drive. And now on US 19 in Spring Hill across from Best Buy.